When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, Behind Enemy Lines brought to you by Monster Brewing. We look ahead to Steelers and Browns Sunday, 1 p.m. Acrisure Stadium. And Zach Jackson, we've had him on before. He joins us now. Browns an NFL writer for The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter, at Akron Jackson. Zach, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm just getting older, but I'm good.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Jameis Winston has transformed these Browns from really a disaster offensively to, at the very least, entertaining. Over under 50 passing attempts for our friend Jameis Winston. They threw it 58 times with him against the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, if the weather's good and the Browns are in it, I think it's realistically that's a good number, right? He's been pretty good. Now, the bar is so low that him just taking them from awful to watchable, you're right, is where it's gone, but it's noticeable. And the guy can throw the football. He really can. He just throws it to the other team. So, you know, I give the Browns a chance. Like, look, this whole thing is a disaster, quite obviously, but this is not an awful team. And that's not justifying or making excuses or comparing them really to the other 3-9 teams. That record stinks. But the way this offense is playing and the manpower they still have on defense, you know, a couple mistakes have killed them all year long, and they just have not delivered in many ways. But, like, this is a team that's capable of coming to, I almost said Heinz Field, sorry, and scoring 28 or more points on Sunday. Yeah, no doubt.
Zach, will Kevin Stefanski be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns in 2025?
I'm fairly convinced, yes, and I'm fairly convinced that's the right message. Now, going forward, Kevin Stefanski has to show that he can work with whoever's going to be the quarterback, because it failed with Kevin and Baker. The last game was in Pittsburgh. You guys probably remember that. And it obviously failed with Kevin and Deshaun. So whoever, you know, fault that was and what all went into that was awful. And he was forced to stick with Deshaun Watson because, guys, from the first training camp practice, it was clear this guy was beyond awful. And they played him all the way through mid-October, wow. Right? But Kevin is a good coach. There's a track record that proves he's a good coach. And, again, this is low bar. This is talking about watchable and bad. But this team has not quit on him. And so in the long search for positives, that stands out. I think he'll be the coach. I think he should be the coach. But let's revisit, maybe as early as Monday morning.
Yeah, and look, we want to talk about the game, but this stuff's fascinating, too, to Steelers fans. Stefanski definitely wants to come back. I guess I'll frame it as a question. And then, like, if Deshaun Watson is healthy, does he have to play next year? Is he the starting quarterback for the Browns?
No, he absolutely has to not play and never be allowed on the field for the Browns.
Okay.
That's how it has to go. So he's under contract for 2 more years. He's on the salary cap for 4 more years. They obviously made this commitment to him that has led to them being completely sunk as an organization again, maybe as sunk as they've ever been. But there is just no way that they can trot him out there. So a lot of layers to it. And then because of that, a lot of layers to decisions they're going to have to make on other guys who are above average players, guys who are established players, guys who are maybe disappointing players. There's so many things they have to decide top down to fit him in, but there's just no way, guys. And I'm not saying that maybe he wouldn't play a little bit if next year's awful. He might still be on the active roster. They're committed to him either way, but there's just so many layers they have to decide. And it has to start with no way could we put our football future in this guy's hands again.
Well, if that's the case, what, do you anticipate the Browns drafting a quarterback, or does Jameis Winston have an opportunity to get signed back?
Well, how do you have an awful season? You go 3-9, and you still only have the 8th pick in the draft as of today, right? So, do I think that's a possibility? Sure. And then, obviously, the first thing that whoever's in charge has to do is map out the quarterback future. This team has major deficiencies on both lines, and obviously, with depth, I mean, you could easily make the case that they could take a defensive tackle, an offensive tackle, or a quarterback. You probably can bring Jameis back, right, and let him at least be your bridge quarterback, maybe with a gamble on that there's still some good Jameis in there. I don't know how that goes, but, yeah, you certainly have to talk about that, because 3 years ago when they made this trade, they said, this is the most important position in football. We're willing to give up this unprecedented amount and move along. And so you're not really going anywhere if you don't have one. However, the Browns are probably at least a year from actually going anywhere. So I don't think they necessarily need to take a quarterback with its 5th, 8th, 10th, you know, wherever they end up.
Browns expert Zach Jackson joining us. He, of course, from The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at Akron Jackson. Before the lead up to the last Browns Steelers game, the snow game, Browns win, Myles Garrett has 3 sacks, TJ Watt a no show. Did you know how much the TJ Watt stuff was bugging Myles Garrett? Is this something he had talked about off the record before?
Yeah, Myles has become a really good interview. His favorite subject is Myles, you know, and he, but when he's good, you know, his fastball is as good as anybody, right? And he really does wreck games from the start, even when it doesn't show up at stat. And TJ kind of does the same, right? Yeah, I knew a little bit. He picks and chooses his spots when he talks about those things, but especially in this year, he is driven by, you know, wanting people to realize just what he does. There was a game last year right about this time in L.A. He didn't have a great game. He was playing hurt. We're walking out of the stadium, and Sean McVay pulls up in this SUV, driving the car underneath the thing, and says to Myles Garrett, you know, in words I can't say on the radio, basically, I didn't sleep all week because of you. And Myles knows that. And Myles, you know, wants to have these numbers, and he does get juiced up for that. So it's interesting. I expect a big bounce back from TJ Watt. But, I think Myles could have another multi-sack game, and certainly that's a part of the Browns keeping this close and giving themselves a chance to win it late on Sunday.
Do you think the MO of Jim Schwartz in the defense is to get underneath George Pickens' skin in this game Sunday?
Maybe not the MO, but I bet it's on the board. You know, it's just what they do. And it drives fans here crazy because they just dance like crazy and they're awful. But they talk. Delpit's a talker. Newsom's a talker. Obviously, Newsom and Pickens had the incident. Now, if Newsom is covering Pickens, things have gone really poorly for the Browns. I think it'll mostly be Denzel Ward. But, yeah, no, I look for some designed trash talk and trying to draw 15-yard penalties, trying to force Tomlin into a spot where he has to yank Pickens off the field, because obviously there's a big drop-off when that happens.
Zach, this is awesome. It always is. We really appreciate you jumping on with us, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
He did not return the kind words.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.